Good morning. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. Israel's Foreign Affairs Minister Gideon Saar to meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in New Delhi today. India sends 10,000 doses of rabies vaccine to Timor-Leste as island nation battles outbreak. Romania ready to employ 30,000 skilled Indian professionals every year. And in chess, India's S.L. Narayanan, Deepthayan Ghosh and Arunayak Ghosh enter second round of FIDE World Cup 2025 in Goa. Israel Foreign Affairs Minister Gideon Saar, who is currently on a visit to India, will meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in New Delhi today. The Minister of External Affairs said that India and Israel share a strategic partnership and the bilateral political relations between both countries are warm and forward-looking. In the year 2022-23, the two countries jointly celebrated 30 years of the elevation of bilateral ties to full diplomatic relations. The ministry said that the civilizational relations between the countries date back more than two millennia. India has sent 10,000 doses of rabies vaccine and 2,000 vials of rabies immunoglobulin to Timor-Leste to help the island nation tackle a rabies outbreak. India also reaffirmed its role as a trusted and reliable health partner to the Global South. According to the World Health Organization, Timor-Leste reported its first human rabies case in March 2024. Following that, the WHO provided the country's Ministry of Health with 6,000 doses of rabies vaccine and 2,000 doses of immunoglobulin, an additional 10,000 doses of WHO-procured vaccine, and 1,000 doses of RIG were delivered to Delhi on August 31st to strengthen the national response further. In collaboration with partners, including the governments of India and Indonesia, WHO has facilitated the supply of another 12,000 vaccine doses and 2,000 doses of RIG, marking a collective regional effort against the outbreak. Romania has expressed its readiness to create a pathway to employ 30,000 skilled Indian professionals every year. We have a report.
Romania expressed its desire to employ skilled Indian professionals during a meeting between Minister of State for Commerce and Industry, Jitin Prasad, and Romania's Minister of Labour, Family, Youth and Social Solidarity, Petre Florin Manole, in Bucharest. Both sides took note of Romania's annual requirement for approximately 1 lakh non-EU workers, according to a statement issued by Commerce and Industry Ministry yesterday. The two ministers reaffirmed their commitment to building a strong mobility partnership between India and Romania to promote safe, orderly, regular and responsible migration of skilled professionals, enhancing labour market connectivity for mutual benefit. They also agreed to strengthen people-to-people ties through enhanced cooperation in higher education, research, innovation, think tanks and cultural exchanges. Anita Anand for World News.
Minister for Labour and Employment Mansukh Mandavia will lead the Indian delegation to the Second World Summit for Social Development, WSSD2, to be held in Doha, Qatar from today to the 6th of this month. During the summit, Dr. Mandavia will represent India's vision of inclusive and equitable growth at the International Labour Organization ILO Ministerial Dialogue on Global Coalition for Social Justice. He will address the high-level roundtable on strengthening the three pillars of social development, sharing India's transformative journey towards inclusive and digitally enabled growth. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Republican congressman and the co-chair of the India Caucus, Rich McCormick, has called for a stronger India-US partnership, saying the two nations together could usher in another generation of global peace. Speaking at an event in Hudson Institute, McCormick said that the Trump administration should keep friends like India close to the United States. McCormick also praised India's space program and its achievement of becoming the first country in the world to successfully land a spacecraft near the dark side of the moon in 2023. Thousands of flights delayed as U.S. shutdown drags on and airports across the United States are experiencing mounting disruption as the federal government shutdown crosses the one-month mark. The weekend saw some of the worst travel disruptions since the beginning of the shutdown. More than 5,000 flights to and from U.S. airports were delayed on Sunday alone. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office has said that Israel will not allow the safe passage of some 200 Hamas terrorists from the Israeli-controlled Rafah area into Gaza, rejecting reports that such a move has been considered. Prime Minister Netanyahu continues his firm stance of disarming Hamas and demilitarizing the Gaza Strip while thwarting terrorist threats against Israeli forces. Israel's main Holocaust Memorial Center, Yad Vashem, has identified the names of 5 million Jewish people killed by the Nazis during the World War II. This is a crucial achievement in the mission to name all 6 million victims. Yad Vashem's chairman, Dani Dayan, called this a major milestone but stressed that the work is not finished as they must still search for the remaining 1 million names. A key part of the effort relies on pages of testimony, which are simple memorial forms filled out by survivors and victims' families. These pages alone have collected over 2.8 million names. This global project represents a unified moral duty to restore the personal identity of every life erased during the Holocaust. And now news from the world of sports.
The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has announced a cash reward of 51 crore rupees for the Indian women's cricket team players, support staff and selection committee in recognition of their momentous achievement of winning ICC Women's Cricket World Cup for the first time in history. BCCI said that the support staff and every stakeholder have delivered an extraordinary performance on the grandest stage, fulfilling the aspirations of millions of fans across the country. Harmanpreet Kaur led India, defeated South Africa by 52 runs in the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup Final in Navi Mumbai on Sunday. In chess, Grandmasters Narayanan SL and Diptayan Ghosh won both their rapid games to clinch their spots in the second round of the FIDE World Cup 2025, while Aronya Ghosh joined them with a clinical performance in the second stage of the Round 1 tiebreak in Panji yesterday. The FIDE World Cup 2025 is an international chess tournament happening in Goa from October 30th to November 27th and is played as a single elimination knockout tournament with 206 players from 82 countries vying for the coveted Vishwanathan Anand Cup, named after the Indian legend. Six Indians have already booked their second round spots and will join eight others who had received a bye in the first round by virtue of being among the top 50 ranked players in the competition. India is already assured of one spot in the third round as Karthik will face GM Arvind Chidambaram in the second round today. Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Sports Desk, Akashvani.
The All India Football Federation, AIFF, has decided that the Indian Women's League, IWL, will be played in two phases. Phase 1 will be held from the 20th of December 2025 to the 6th of January 2026, while Phase 2 will begin on the 20th of April and end by the 10th of May next year. The decision was made after the AIFF held a meeting with all eight IWL clubs on the 30th of October. The AIFF also noted that a considerable number of players are engaged in their respective clubs' international assignments and national team commitments. In football, Kerala Blasters Football Club choreographed a dominant display to thrash Sporting Club Delhi 3-0 in the second AIFF Super Cup 2025-26 Group D fixture at the GMC Stadium in Bambolim, Goa, yesterday. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Israel's Foreign Affairs Minister Gideon Saar to meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar in New Delhi today. India sends 10,000 doses of rabies vaccine to Timor-Leste as the island nation battles outbreak. Romania ready to employ 30,000 skilled Indian professionals every year. And in chess, India's S.L. Narayanan, Diptayan Ghosh and Arunayak Ghosh enter second round of FIDE World Cup 2025 in Goa. And that is the end of this news bulletin.